Welcome to America's Heroes Group podcast with information and resources that's disseminated intentionally to empower our military population with host Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly, co-host Iraq veteran Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold, and co-host Army National Guard veteran Sean Claiborne. And now, America's Heroes Group podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to America's Heroes Group on WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago. I am Vietnam veteran host Cliff Kelly. America's Heroes Group is a live streaming podcast, global platform, radio, print, and digital media broadcast show that empowers change agents through intentionally disseminating information, resources, and referrals to empower our military population.
Welcome to America's Heroes Group, this time with a roundtable community outreach with our partner, Cass Malenik, at 1700 hours, Saturday, April 19th, 2024, April Sexual Assault, Minority Health, and Autism Awareness Month. Well, this is Cliff Kelly. I'm Sean Claiborne, the co-host, Army National Guard veteran. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith. Our digital media producer is Ivan Ortega of Scouts on our productions. And once again, we have our partner with us. That's David Malenik. He is a CPA and president and founder of Cats Malenik, and he is a military family member. And he is a special person because he talks to us about tax solutions every time he comes on our show. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. I've also brought on my vice president of operations, Serenity Katz Malenik.
Good afternoon, Sean. It's wonderful to meet you.
How you doing?
Doing well. I also am a military family member. My father served on the USS Fort Snelling in the Gator Navy during the Vietnam era.
Wow.
We've lost him, but his flag and a picture of his ship hangs in our office.
Wow, that's very makes us proud to see you doing that, honoring your family members and military veterans. So tell us, what brings you here today to talk about what's going on with the 2024 tax extensions? We have filings come that people have just done. Businesses are thinking about and worrying about their tax payments that they have to make. What can you do to give us some relief?
Honestly, this is our favorite season because this is problem-solving season.
Okay.
Most people don't know they have a problem with their taxes till on or about April 15th when they sit down at TurboTax or the free H&R Block or any of those other wonderful tools that will absolutely keep you out of jail by helping you to overpay your taxes. And they sit down, and we had someone I'm going to have the love of my life, David, explain to you. We had someone come in and say, it's April 14th. I owe $100,000. I can't pay this. So, David, what did we do for them?
So they had sold a house that was, it was about $300,000, $350,000 that they had sold it for. And they reported the capital gain. They reported the sale without reporting any basis. So we were able to get them a substantial amount of basis and turn that $100,000, $110,000 actually that they had owed. We turned that around, and between the federal and state, they had a net refund of $1,500.
And explain
so we
that.
We saved them about $112,000.
So that's $112,000.
That's amazing.
Now think about that. Why did our family members join the service? It wasn't just to serve their country. It was to build something for their family that they could pass down.
Now, so, walk us through, before we go a little further, walk us through that idea about basis, because I think a lot of people are confused about that. Basis is what you paid for the house, but then that can be adjusted as well, because when you make improvements to the home, walk us through that process.
It can be adjusted for improvements. Mm-hmm. It can also be stepped up at varying times. I could let David spend 45 minutes explaining basis to you. And believe me, he could do it for 45 minutes.
I was hoping
for it. But the most important thing I want to tell your listeners is if you're looking at a big, scary number that it says you owe, maybe you've already even sent in a check and taken it away from what you were able to plan for your family for this summer or for the rest of the year, call us. We will look at that. We may amend those taxes. We may help you with a payment plan. We may be able to get you out of these big, scary debts.
How do people get into these problems in the first place?
Not knowing the tax code the way we do.
And not knowing how to plan.
Because honestly, do you know how I get in trouble with my plumbing? Because I don't either, Sean. I'm not a plumber. That's the thing. People don't know what they don't know. They don't know how to set it up. They don't know that there's five different ways that we can report it. And that maybe one way works better for them.
Now, what are some of the things that people need to know when they are trying to hire or look for a CPA to help them with their taxes?
Well, you want someone who's responsive to you and meets you where you are. You want someone who isn't about trying to necessarily just put money in their pocket. For instance, I am constantly telling people, especially young women who dance or model on OnlyFans, hey, this is a valid legal way of earning a living, but it has a pretty short lifespan. And you want to set yourself up to invest your money, not pay it all out in taxes, not get taken advantage of because maybe you're on a cash income. You need to incorporate. And they say, but I'm getting away with not paying taxes now. Why would I incorporate? For all the benefits of having a business and all those protections. You want someone who's going to sit down with you and ask you, where are you going? What are your plans? How do we help you? And meets you exactly where you are. I'm not going to tell the kid that has a paper route go incorporate. I mean, maybe he'd pay me the money to do it, but is that fair to him? Does it really serve him? Hmm. So why would we sell that to them? You want someone who's going to do that with you, who's going to sit down with you and make sure that they are doing their due diligence and that they are listening to you, to your holistic needs. Because you're not just a business owner. You're a father and a son and an uncle. You have things you're passionate about. And all that goes into it. Mm. That capital gains thing, there's a capital gains exclusion that David's going to explain in a second. That is the way to trade a trailer all the way up to a skyscraper. And how's that going to help your generational wealth? But if nobody tells you how to do it, you can't do it.
Hmm. So, Dave, take it from there. What are some of the things we need to know about capital gains tax, capital losses, how we carry things over to year? Tell us all about that. Because I know it's something that a lot of business owners kind of run into, particularly with real estate.
Yeah. So what we were just talking about is called a 1031 exchange. And very simply, it's a very simple concept if you look at the code, because what the concept is you sell a property, and then you identify a new property, up to three new properties within 45 days. Within 180 days, you have to close on that new property. However, what they don't tell you in the code is that you're not technically allowed to touch the money from that old property. And if you touch the money from that old property, it automatically disqualifies you from being able to get a 1031 exchange. Mm-hmm. So it's actually really important in those situations to get what's called a qualified intermediary. We actually have one that we work with through our office. If that's something you need, or if, you know, you're in one of those situations where you're having issues with your outstanding taxes that we were talking about before, give us a call, 708-914-8220. We can help you out. Again, 708-914-8220.
Now, you mentioned there's a time frame. So you sell a property or a business property, typically a lot of times. So it could be, I think, residential or commercial. Is that correct?
Yeah.
But you have to find a like property within a certain period of time. What happens if you
45 days.
What happens if you miss that deadline?
In the event you don't meet the qualifications, you pay those capital gains. That's why it's important to call us. If you're a real estate investor, call us now. Sit down. We'll give you a free consultation. Tell them Serenity says you can have a free consultation. Anybody that calls and says Serenity said they can have a free consultation can have one. I promise they'll do it. Mm-hmm. And you need to say, hey, I'm thinking about getting rid of this property and trading up. Because we will help you to do all the paperwork, get everything set up so that you don't suddenly default and owe those capital gains. Mm.
So a way to defer capital gains by doing a 1031 exchange, can you do that continuously? Or does that
absolutely? You can do it every single time you sell a property and buy a new one.
That's what we meant by you can take and trade a double-wide trailer all the way up to a skyscraper downtown.
Now, with like properties, what are some of the things that disqualify a like property? Because I've seen this in the past where somebody would buy something but then found out it was the wrong type of property for some reason because they thought they had a restaurant over here and this looked like a restaurant to them, but then for some reason didn't qualify.
It's property at the end of the day.
The answer is you have to have someone who's going to aggressively defend you because that's the thing. They're going to tell you lots of times, the IRS will say, oh, but you can't do that. And then if you don't have a trusted representative like David who can go before the IRS and represent you and say, no, that's not actually what the code says. It says a like property. This is to be used for commercial. It doesn't say for a exact replica. I don't know the exact words for that, but there's different wording for when it has to be an exact replica or when it has to be like. Like is more broad than people think it is, especially if they have this guy to go into battle for them and argue it with the IRS.
Hmm. Are there any restrictions with the 1031 exchange?
You don't touch the money throughout the process. You have to have the up to three properties within 45 days identified, and you have to close on the new property within 180 days of the closing of the original property.
Also dependent on what state you're in, who may serve as a qualified
intermediary
varies. Hmm. So again, that's why give us a call. David, you've got that
708-914-8220. 708-914-8220.
Because we can help with that. As well as when we're talking things about generational wealth transfer, everybody's worried about, do I give this to my kids? Oh, I don't want to do that because then they got to pay capital gains on it. But I want them to take it over and start living in it, but I don't want to take my name off of it. There are ways to move things into trust. And honestly, we could go a mile deep on that, too. Do you want to do a trust or a limited partnership, or do I want to do this? All of that is dependent on your needs and your specific situation because it'll fit differently. I'm 5'2". I cannot wear Shaq's basketball shorts. I can't. I think his shorts are 5'2". So that's what it comes down to. You need an accountant that is going to listen to what you need, that has your needs in mind, and is going to advise you based on your goals, not just based on what can I charge you a dollar for today.
And that's very true because every tax situation is different. Every financial situation is different. Now,
every family is different. And if you don't start looking at a tax and financial situation from the perspective of who is this person in their family and in their community, you've already missed it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let me give you another example of a business that we helped this year. So that business was didn't really do a whole lot of tax planning, certainly not as much as they should have. And at the end of the year, it was looking like they were going to owe about $10,000. We were able to advise them before the end of the year. We told them, because they were purchasing a vehicle anyway, we told them, buy a vehicle with these specifications. It's a gross vehicle weight rating of over 6,000 pounds. As long as you have that, we can fully depreciate it on your next year's taxes. So when we actually sat down to do their taxes, we were able to take that full depreciation deduction for taking the entire vehicle. Even though they financed the vehicle, we were able to take the full vehicle as a depreciation deduction, and that allowed us to take them from owing $10,000. They actually ended up getting a $2,000 refund.
Hmm. Do you find a lot of business owners have difficulty keeping up with their taxes because it's something out of sight and out of mind during their busy running a business, so they don't think about what they're doing on a day-to-day basis to try to minimize taxes?
Absolutely, which is why if we're working with a business, when we see that they've gotten to the level that they can't keep up with their own books, we'll advise them, hey, look, you need to hire a bookkeeper. You can hire one in-house or you can pay us to do it. We'll give you a quote. We often find we're a lot cheaper than paying somebody a full-time salary and benefits.
Mm-hmm. So having a CPA for a business seems like a lot of times it's essential, particularly when you get to a certain size, as Serenity mentioned. Now, when you're looking at capital gains, going back to that capital gains question, does it make a difference when a person pays capital gains tax as an individual or a head of household versus, say, as an estate or a corporation?
Yes, everybody has a slightly different rate of capital gains. That's why if you have a responsive accountant that's considering your holistic situation, you'll be having conversations about how do we structure this so it lands on the person or entity who's going to pay the lowest percent.
Which is usually an individual in the case of capital gains.
Yes, it's usually an individual. So we're going to say, we don't want to pay that at the corporate level. It's too expensive. We'll flow it through you to you, and it'll be cheaper.
Now, Dave, did you see a lot of businesses filing for extensions this year in your practice?
Not more than usual, honestly. I mean, a lot of businesses most years file for extensions because I don't think most people are ready to file by March 15th, just because it's a lot of records to get together at the very beginning of the year after you're already dealing with, like, W-2 filings and everything, 1099 filings, everything like that, right at the beginning of the year. And then to be able to get the actual tax filing done by March 15th, not a lot of businesses can really do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why, for all of our clients, individual and business, if you do business with us, the next year we get you a complimentary extension to file for both your business and personal. Because if you don't use it, fine, great. If it turns out you needed it, it's already there.
There you go. Thinking ahead and planning ahead. I like that. Now, when you're dealing with your customers, tell us what one of the things that besides just getting to know your customers, some of those personal touches you mentioned, Serenity, what are some of the things that people can expect when they do business with Katz Millennium?
You can expect, in addition to that, you can expect that we are going to be absolute geeks about the newest tax code. When the TCJA came out, when the American Rescue Plan came out, we downloaded the entire document, broke it up between all of our team, and
getting about the FFCRA and CARES Act as well.
Well, yes, all of them. We read it and give each other effectively book reports at the next team meeting. This is what you need to know. I read the section about farms. Not much changed. Except there's a bunch of subsidies that went away, and some of the farmers were cranky about it, and I don't blame them. But either way, that's more politics than it is taxes. But we will know the newest code. We will educate ourselves so that we can educate you. You can expect that if something comes out that we think you'd qualify for, that we think would help you, we're going to contact you and say, hey, what do you think of this? We just started recently doing business with someone who helps build business credit under the EIN instead of your own Social Security number. The power of that being, if it's in my business's name and it somehow something happens and it defaults, that's not my credit score it touches. It's only the EIN. So if you're interested in having us connect you with our partners that do that, call us at
708-914-8220. Again, 708-914-8220.
Things like that. Things like when the EIDL first came out, we were telling contractors, don't do it, don't do it.
That was
not
PPP.
Yet. Oh, you're right. He's so much better at the exacts than I am. The PPP came out, we were telling our contractors, don't do it. It has bad tax implications for you currently. Then Biden rewrote a couple of the rules for it, and when he read it, he starts hooting, hollering, and caterwauling and going, I need everybody who makes less than this that was a contractor that we told no. Call them all. They can do it now. That's what you can expect, that we're going to be genuinely trying to take you to the next level. Because if we make money because our clients make money, they don't mind paying us If I save you $100,000, Sean, if I save you $100,000 and said, can you write me a check for $20,000 because I just saved you $100,000, would you write me that check?
Maybe. 20 grand is a lot of money.
It is. It is. And there are, well, but that would be to save you $100,000.
Right. But then you might
shop
around.
That's what I'm saying. You might shop around. Mm-hmm. And I tell people we're not the only best in the business. I know some people will come to you and say, I'm the number one, I'm the best. No, there's probably another 10, 50,000 firms that can do as well as we can. But this is a nation of 400 million, mm-hmm. and I don't like those odds.
Makes sense. Now tell me, so when you are doing your services for your clients, do you find that as the years go on that you see your clients more often, or do you see your clients less? And the reason why I ask that is because some people just want to just hire somebody and walk away and they never have to deal with it. And some people are more and want more of a hands-on, touchy feel. They want to be able to – they're just calling you up all the time wanting to know what's going on with their money.
Well, that's where it helps that we have three different levels of service where we have something that's more of a, here it is, I don't care – tell me about it or don't. We have options for all of that. If you just want to come see us once a year for your business taxes and you brought your own profit and loss, we'll do it for you. We'll give you a couple pieces of good advice and we'll send you on your way. If you want to be on the phone with me 5 hours a day, there is a charge for that. But I will sit on the phone with you for 5 hours a day. Or I will have one of my team members do it.
Now, Dave, we got about a minute left. So tell us really quick, what's the one most important thing you think business owners, in particular, we're talking about business owners, what's the most important thing they need to do right now to prepare for next year's taxes?
Give us a call, 708-914-8220. That is absolutely the best thing you can do because that allows us to then give you the best advice and tailor it to your situation and really get you ready for your taxes for 2024, as well as hopefully get you the best result for your taxes for 2023. Again, that's 708-914-8220. Give us a call.
And as we say in the military, we don't plan to fail. We just fail to plan. So having a plan in place for your tax situation, don't be surprised at March 15th when the time comes for businesses, or April 15th if you're doing individual taxes. Get ahead of the ball. So that way you can save money and have more financial success. Thanks for your time, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Sean. Take care and stay safe out there.
Pleasure's all mine.
And all everybody listening, too. You all stay safe.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot. This is America's Heroes Group. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to America's Heroes Group podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you won't miss an episode. And for more details, visit americashg.org.